Meet Funke Fayomi, the creative force behind Funky Feet Italia, a brand on a mission to light up kids' lives with unique and stylish outfits. Blending timeless cultural heritage with modern designs, Funke redefines kids' fashion, crafting everyday wear that's as vibrant and joyful as childhood itself. Funke Fayomi, putting smiles on little faces, one stylish outfit at a time. Join us on her journey.
My name is Funke Fayomi, and I'm the creative director of Funky Feet Atelier. Funky Feet Atelier is an African-inspired fashion brand that helps the girl child age 0 to 10 make a statement in our unique and stylish Ankara dresses for all occasions. Funky Feet started as a women's wear brand way since 2010. And it started with one manual machine, and I remember getting that machine for 12,000 naira. So I was in school, it started just like hustling now. Then 2021, I just had to pursue my passion because I love making kids wear a lot. And that's because when I was learning, my freehand learning, I was made to sew some party dresses for my boss's daughters. And anytime I make those dresses, they are always very beautiful and the children get a lot of compliment. So it made me believe that all the ready-made outfits that we see does not fall from heaven. Like I had always believed, yeah, people that makes them. So in 2021, I had to start Funky Feet Atelier for kids. So that is it. And secondly, I was exposed to taking care of kids at the very tender age of 6. So I love kids. I love taking care of kids. And I'm very much interested in what they wear, their look. And right from time, I love working with flowery fabrics. So there's this fabric that they call Daviva. So they have this flowery type. They have the plain Daviva and they have the flowery Daviva. So I love colors a lot and I love working with colors. And that is the reason I had to stick to Ankara fabrics, because of the colors. They are very colorful and, you know, children loves colors a lot. And another thing is, it is not only the English fabrics, the likes of crepe, duchess and all that can actually make kids attractive. They can be very much attractive in the African print. So our mission is to elevate the African culture through her unique and stylish dresses that makes kids happy. I just create. Sometimes I just imagine in my head that, okay, what if I combine these two together? What if I do this? This particular outfit, this was not my intention. But when I made the first one, I wasn't pleased with the outcome. So I had to just sleep over it. And you know, sometimes your creativity comes when you are sleeping. You know, when you just want to get something done. Like at times I don't even sleep because I'll be on that particular thing, like the outcome. So the something just came, like the creativity came and I made this and I just love the outcome. I don't know how to sketch, but I have a digital illustrator in my team. So I tell him what I want and he in turn, sometimes, you know, voice notes, because we don't see each other. So everything we do is on the phone. So sometimes I can go on Pinterest and if I see something that is related to what I am trying to portray, I tell him, okay, this is it, but my own will be like this. So sometimes at times I would have just said, okay, this is the fabric that I want to use for this style, the combination of this and this. But when he brings his sketches to life, I don't just like it. So we have to tweak it a bit. Sometimes the color combination, like if we have four different kinds of fabrics, okay, we'll say, okay, and if we want to do mix and match, sometimes we would have say or would have portrayed in her head that this will be best mixed with this. But at the end of the day, we'll just say that it is a no-no. So we had to start all over again. And the challenges there is that he is my part-time worker, so I pay as his sketches. So sometimes I have to pay more to bring all this into life. So one of my success story was when I won a grant of 2 million naira from the Flourish Africa. It was such a honor because that's my second time of winning a grant, and it has really helped me to pursue my passion. And the second time was when I also won I was among the winners for the Womenpreneur Pitchathon organized by the W community of Access Bank. So those things actually make me believe that I am doing something good, and everyone actually needs to see this. And some of the reviews that I've gotten from my client also makes me know that, yes, I am doing something great. I am not surprised when I brought out these designs and everyone here was saying, oh, this is so beautiful, this is beautiful. Yes, because most times, or almost all the times, that is what I get anytime I go for trade exhibitions, trade fairs. Even when we are doing another collections, my customers are already anticipating because they know that they will surely get something very, very good for their princesses. The future is very bright, just like the outfit. Though there are some challenges, you know, the economy, hiking prices of fabrics, but I know that will definitely scale through.
Hello, Funke. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So I see we've got very lovely dresses for young girls. Can you just walk me through the concept of your business?
Okay. Funke Fit Atelier is an African-inspired fashion brand that helps the girl child age 0 to 10 make a statement in her unique and stylish Ankara dresses for all occasions. So we style kids from play dates to parties. Whether your daughter wants to go for a play date at home or for a party, church Thanksgiving, play date, tea party, anything at all.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. Thank so you're you. The creative director behind the brand?
Yes.
You design all this for the kids?
Yes.
Awesome. So just a quick one. How do you source the materials you use in making them? Do you source them locally?
Yes. I have my major suppliers are on Lagos Island. So that's where we do all the sourcing of the fabrics, everything.
So what's your payment like? Do you take them on credit and then you pay back later?
We pay in full, yes. We pay in full.
Hey, okay. So what's your establishment like? Do you have employees?
Yes, I have two full-time workers and two part-time workers.
Awesome.
So the full-time workers are majorly the tailors, while the part-time workers are, one of them is a digital illustrator. And we also have a digital marketer, so they don't come to.
So you're combining technology and the traditional methods.
Of course.
I see. They're very lovely designs.
Thank you.
So the Nigerian fashion industry has experienced an exponential growth in the past decade. So how have you been able to harness the possibilities that this market offers you?
I've been trying to get my feet and especially because we cater to kids, and we have some very senior competitors in there, and it's not been really easy penetrating the market. So for now, we are trying to use a pricing strategy to penetrate the market, because we started as a women's wear brand, but in 2021, I just had to go for this because that's my passion. I love kids a lot. So
that is sweet. So has the pricing strategy been successful? I mean, considering the high cost of production.
At first, when I wanted to start, the cost of fabric then is not the same as now. It's like double, and some are even triple the price, because we don't use low quality fabrics. We use 100% quality fabrics because they are very breathable on the children's skin, and we understand that some of these children have very sensitive skin. So, and even during the hot weather, 100% cotton fabrics are the go-to for children, even for anybody. So it has not really been very, very easy with that pricing strategy. So now we are looking for a way to make sure that it works. We are just trying our best to make sure that it works.
So what ways are you currently exploring?
Yes, we are having another collections by December. So we are trying to send out surveys to some of our clients, asking them about what they have bought from us before, and also asking them, like, going forward, what can they afford from their minimum to their maximum, so that we can know how to produce in that line. And some of the dresses too that they will also like, because there, no matter how we want to use pricing strategy, there are some kind of dresses that it just, the price can't just be low. Example is that ball dress at the back. So that is what
very
we are.
Quality fabric. It's very quality fabric.
Yes. So that is what we are trying to do, because we get all our fabrics from, we don't get them directly from the suppliers because we are not there yet, but we get it from wholesalers. So the prices are still very okay. But if we get there and we start sourcing from the suppliers, of course, the pricing penetration strategy will work better.
Okay, so aside from physical service, you know, we also have customers who like to order things online. Are you also considering data analytics to understand your consumer market and also trap consumers like that, get their feedback on what works for them?
Majorly, we sell online. We sell online and through reviews. But recently, the hike in price of...
the hike in the cost of production.
Apart from
fabric,
cost of production, the delivery charge is so high. And
oh, so you pay delivery charges for the
I don't
materials.
Pay the client, pay, not for the raw materials, the complete, the finished work.
Okay.
For my client.
Okay.
For
so
my
the client covers the cost of delivery.
Yes. Okay. The client covers the cost of delivery. So sometimes, if they want to buy maybe just this dress, I think this goes for 12,000 naira thereabout, and the person is on the highland, maybe Surulere, delivery free there is like 3,000 naira. And some people will be like, I can't pay 3,000 naira for just that one particular item because I stay on the mainland. So sometimes, but other times I just tell them, okay, I have someone coming to that area. How about we do that? Because we don't want to lose customers.
Of
we
course.
Need them as leaders.
And that poses quite a challenge. So have you considered solving that problem? Do you have a dedicated delivery person or use a particular company that can have reduced costs for you?
I have a dedicated delivery person that stays close to my area. so that when I have urgent deliveries at times, I just tell the person, because the person stays close to my area, so we get it delivered. I wanted to work with a company, a logistic company, but even their prices are higher than my own personal delivery company. So there is absolutely nothing we can do about that. So sometimes maybe if I'm going out, or I should do with a client, if I'm going to that area, or if I see maybe some of my friends, sometimes my husband, because he works on the highlands, so we meet at the point, so he just gets it delivered.
Of course, running on the lean system. I like that. Saves you a lot of costs.
Yes.
So what are the challenges that you face regarding your inflow, your cash flow? How do you get it going?
I would like, it's not been very, very easy. Because let me say, for instance, when I started out, this kind of Ankara fabrics, the fabrics now, not the finished work, used to be 6,500 naira for 6 yards. But now this fabric is 15,000 naira. So that has been a major challenge. And like I said earlier, it has not helped us with the pricing penetration strategy we want to achieve. And secondly, so the hike in price is not making the cash flow consistent, because some months, you know, people just want to be like, you want to eat too.
Yes.
Food is the main thing before clothing. That. But because, you know, moms especially, they just want their daughters to look beautiful at every point in time. So some of them will just, you know, squeeze out, and that is how it has been. So we also plan to work more on her online strategies, selling more online. So that's it.
So penetrate other demographic online.
Yes.
Absolutely. So what kind of financing currently are you banking on to cushion the effect of this whole...
We have been working majorly with grant.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Last year, we won two major grants, and they're about 2.5 million naira. So that was what we used to kickstart the ready-to-wear, because we produced majorly ball dresses before in 2021. But this year, that's January, that was when we started last year, but it was not so much. So we started producing this year, January. So that it was that, because that was what we pitched for, and that was how we got the grant. So we just had to use it for the production of the dress.
Okay. So can you say you've been profitable so far? Have you seen any tangible results so far? I know it's a work in progress, but what can
not
you say
yet
about the journey so far?
We have not really seen a profit, because even when we forecasted for the pitching, we won't be making profits till the next 3 years, because we are just trying to profit. So no profit
on
yet.
Your business presence,
yes,
so far. So are there any challenges that you currently face apart from your capital?
Yes, the other challenge is getting a tailor has been a major challenge. You know, I told you I have two tailors. One is working as a part-time. The other is working as a full-time. So most times, some of the tailors will need accommodation, and I don't have that yet. So it has really been a major challenge. And secondly, some of them, the salaries that they want is like cutting off my head. Myself, I've not started. So it's really been a major challenge. And another thing is, some of them will say, I can sew, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. But tell them to come and at least the practical interview, and you'll be surprised. Some can't even sew a straight line. And you'll be wondering, well, you said you have been sewing, you have been doing this, and So sometimes you just have to, they have to learn on the job, and along the line, someone will be like, ah, I can't continue like this. So is that because we make sure that we do neat finishing and all that. So tailor has been a major challenge. Getting a tailor has been a major challenge.
So the staff you have with their expertise, how have you been able to juggle the churn rates? I mean, getting new ones when they don't live up to your expectations, and also the demands for their payment. How are you able to keep up with that?
That is where I step in. Because even some of these dresses, I do most of the sewing. I do the cutting, I do the pattern, and at least most of the sewing. So I tell them, and we also work based on commission. Yes, so if you sew this particular amount of dresses in a week, this is the amount you'll be getting. I hope that is okay. So we also have a signed agreement and all that. So, and secondly, for us to keep the business running, I do women's wear, but that is aside. Yes.
But the primary focus is for children.
Yes, it's for children.
So the ready-to-wear, you know, not two children look the same. So how do you get their measurements to fit? I mean, people have different kids with different sizes.
Yes.
How do you do that?
You know, there are different, some three-year-old are small, some are bigger than. So sometimes a small, like my own daughter now, she's a small four. So I use a measurement for a three-year-old, a daughter or princess. So sometimes I tell the client to send in the picture of their daughter so that we'll know if that age range will fit them or they go for a bigger size. So we produce 1 to 3, 4 to 5, 6 to 8, then 8 to 10. So if your daughter is age 3 and very big, we just tell you to take the 4 to 5.
Does this affect your sales, the volume of sales you have?
Sometimes it does, because some moms will be like, ah, that 4 to 5 might be too big. So we are also working on that. But in that aspect, we can't really satisfy everybody. So, because it's a ready-to-wear. And another thing we are looking forward to is to do made to order, on pre-order. We just make the sample and we tell you this is the price for this age range, then you get your dress in 2 to 3 working days. So by that, you send the daughter's, your daughter's picture, and you also send their measurement. So we just make it to their, we tailor it to their measurement.
That's wonderful. So, do you have a digital presence currently?
Yes.
On social media?
Yes.
Okay, so speaking of tailoring to specific sizes, I do know that for some industries, like the food industry, they have sites where you have metric measurements on them. So, you just punch in what you need and it converts it. So, do you have something like that going on currently?
Not yet.
Okay, are you looking to exploring that angle?
Yes.
Awesome. So what is your financing like currently? Are you exploring other avenues apart from your own personal finances?
No.
You're not exploring loans, investors?
Loan is a no, no.
No, no.
But we are still looking forward to more grants and yes, but we don't want funding by equity because the business is not very strong like that. Okay. So we just want grants.
Okay, so you're big on the grants.
Yes.
And I do hope you get them.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Funke. It's a pleasure to have you here. You've been wonderful so far, and I really wish you a ton of luck. The kids are going to love your designs. I love them already, even though I'm not a kid. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.